Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by Local Enterprise Office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the Local Enterprise Office to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Community Connect is a registered charity that provides essential baby items to families struggling to afford them. And IKEA recently announced a new partnership with Community Connect, which is the country's first nationwide baby bank charity. The CEO and co-founder is Elaine Noonan, who is a native of Donegal. And delighted to say that Elaine joins me on Business Matters. Elaine, welcome to the programme. Let's just start off by asking you to explain briefly just what exactly is Community Connect.
Hi, Chris, and thanks so much for having me on the programme. Yeah, so as you mentioned, Community Connect is Ireland's first national baby bank. And some of your listeners may not know what a baby bank is, but it's a concept that's well established in a number of other countries, such as across the pond in the UK, where there would be baby banks in really every large town and lots across cities such as London. And essentially what we do is we take baby items that people are finished with, like things like buggies, cots, high chairs, bouncer seats, clothing, all of those kind of things, and we then can distribute them to families who are really struggling to make ends meet and who are in need of those items for their new babies. And alongside those then, we would do lovely gift packs that we give out to the pregnant moms and the families with small babies that we support as well, with essential items like hygiene things like nappies and wipes and baby wash. We do up hospital bags for pregnant mothers who are struggling to get the essentials they need for bringing into hospital. And then we also have a team of knitters who knit lovely little baby cardigans and blankets and things for us. So all of that together just helps people out at a time when they're very vulnerable and where it can really be very difficult financially to make ends meet and to, you know, afford everything that it takes when you have a new baby coming into the world.
So you are one of the co-founders. How long ago did it all start and where did the seeds for it all begin?
Well, I suppose it kind of started back in 2019. I'm a mother of five children myself, and I remember looking around at all of the equipment and things I had and wondering where I could pass this on, because, you know, anyone out there who's a parent knows that children grow so quickly when they're babies. Some of the clothes never even manage to get onto the children in the first place, and the ones that do end up in perfect condition. And many of us might have family members or friends that we can pass items on to, but we don't always have that. And rather than items gathering dust in the attic, myself and a few of my friends and colleagues were looking around for somewhere to donate things and found that really it wasn't a thing that existed in Ireland in any great way. There might be some local small charities who do little bits and pieces around baby equipment, but in an organised kind of national way, it wasn't something we could find. And then also we just felt there wasn't that type of support, just wasn't here in Ireland for, you know, mothers who were really struggling, and families indeed. I don't exclude fathers, so families who are really struggling when they're expecting a new baby. And then very soon after we sort of started as a small little operation, we had the COVID pandemic, and suddenly there was more need than ever, and we just got so busy so fast we could barely keep up. And that's when we recognised there was a definite need for this work in Ireland, and then we set about registering as a charity. And that's really where it came from.
Now, you're based in Dublin, so at the beginning, was it a case of having a collection or a drop-off point, or how did that all materialise?
Yeah, so really, I suppose it started off with friends and you know, groups of people that we knew, and we just spread the word locally. And I would have done shout-outs at various times for items on, like, local Facebook groups and things like that near where I live here. And I would have done a lot of deliveries myself in the early days. I drive a van because I have 5 kids of my own. So it's amazing how many cots and buggies and, you know, bags of clothes you can fit into a van when you put your mind to it. So, yeah, we really just did local collections. And we're now in the happy position of having 5 hubs around the country. So at the moment, they're in Dublin, Cork, Galway, Athlone and Kilkenny. And we have great ambition to spread further and very hopeful we can open one in the northwest in the near future. I really hope we can, because there's need everywhere. And I think the service is definitely needed across the country.
And in the early days, did you see this as something that you would just do on a voluntary basis, or did you see it as something that, you know, what was going to be taking up your time and to be your career as such going forward for the next few years?
Well, I can certainly say, Chris, I did not expect to be here talking to you right now. This was very much something that I just wanted to do. You know, I just felt that I wanted to give something back. And I started off as a volunteer, and it just, things sort of snowballed. And as I say, we were getting feedback from, you know, all quarters that this was something that was really needed. So, you know, we began working with some of the big maternity hospitals around the country, social workers and social work teams. We sort of made links with other charities that work in homeless services, domestic violence shelters, and, you know, various other organizations, all of whom said to us, this is not something that exists and this is something that's really needed. So that's where it just kind of became clear, really, that we, you know, this was something we needed to do and that we needed to register as a proper charity. And really take this on board in a more professional way, I suppose. And you know, that's where it all came from. So here I am and here we are. And, you know, I mean, it's like every charity, we'd love to not need to exist, I suppose. Mm. However, it's great that we are there now and we're filling this gap that, you know, wasn't being filled before.
And of course, it does take finance to keep things on the road in all manners and forms. What about funding? Do you get any grants from any particular arms of the state?
No, not from the government or the state at the moment, although we would be, you know, pursuing all avenues in that regard. So we really are very reliant on donations. We have, you know, wonderful supporters and donors who do support us financially, and we do apply for various grants as they come up. So, for example, we got some money recently from the Toy Show Appeal because we are a children's charity, because we obviously look after babies. So we were delighted to get some money from that. But, you know, and we continuously apply for various grants as they come up. But it's not easy to keep going. It's not easy to, you know, particularly as a small charity where people maybe don't know your name yet and don't know much about you, it can be difficult to keep the lights on, really. And just, you know, one of our big expenses is storage space, so we have to store all the items that are donated to us on their way out to the families that we support. We also have other expenses, obviously, in terms of just you know, the work that needs to be done around, you know, all the paperwork, all of the governance, all of the fundraising, all of that. So we try to, you know, focus as much of the work and the money that we raise, you know, directly on supporting the families who are in need. But there are, you know, overheads, and as I say, we have to keep the lights on as well. So we're very grateful to all those who donate to us. And if anybody out there who's listening would be interested in supporting us, we'd love you to get involved by going to our website, which is communityconnect.ie, and anybody who might like to donate can do so via the website.
I'm speaking with Elaine Noonan, who is the CEO and co-founder of Ireland's first ever national baby bank, Community Connect. Elaine, just, you know, looking at some of the figures here, you've done a bit of research and surveys, and one of the things that stands out, it's estimated the average cost of having a baby and providing for their first 3 years in Ireland, estimated at around $13,000 a year. I mean, that puts it in very stark terms, and that's a lot of money for a lot of people.
It's a massive amount, and that's actually research done by St. Vincent de Paul. They do wonderful research every year, and in fact, they did an updated piece of research before the budget there, and those figures come straight from them. So it's that's based on very solid research. So, I mean, that's just the ongoing cost of a baby or a small child over the first 3 years, and that it doesn't even take into account the big bump that's required when you have a baby, and the equipment and all the one-off items like the buggy and the cot and things that you might need to purchase then. So, I mean, it is a very difficult time for people financially. It can be very, it can really stretch people financially, and particularly, you know, for families who are struggling. Anyway, we all know that the cost of living is very high in this country at the moment. People are really struggling to make ends meet when they're paying for rent and all of just the daily expenses, let alone the additional expenses of a baby. So we feel that, you know, while we can't solve all the problems that people may face, at least if we can support people at this expensive time with just the practical supports that they need to get started with their new baby, that, you know, at least that's one less stress and one less strain for families at that very difficult time and vulnerable time indeed, but a time that should be really happy and joyful, and we want to give that back to people so they're not stressed out and worrying about the finances and they can enjoy their baby.
Yeah, so Community Connect, you can step in and provide a real lifeline to pregnant mothers and new parents by giving them access to a variety of donated baby equipment, clothing, essential supplies. You've mentioned you've five hubs across Ireland. So if I was to go to one of these five hubs, do you have a lot of stuff stored or in stock as such? And then I see you actually package things, that you have things like a starter baby box and maternity bags. Tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, absolutely. So all of our hubs are basically storage facilities, really, or storage locations, and our volunteers would meet there on a regular basis to prepare the packages to go out to whatever families we're supporting in that area for that week. And yeah, as you said there, we would have a stock of buggies usually. We would have a stock of cots, cribs, Moses baskets, bouncer seats, high chairs, play mats, changing mats, clothing, lots and lots of clothing, boxes and boxes and boxes of clothing. And then we would have stocks of nappies, wipes, baby wash, all of that type of thing. We do prepare like what we call a baby box, and that's the starter pack that you mentioned. And we fill that with nappies and wipes and a little, we buy a new, or we have donated to us often, a packet of brand new baby grows and vests. And the purpose of that is really so that when the mother goes into hospital to bring her baby home, she has got one nice new set of clothing to put the baby in, just to start her off. And so that, you know, we give her loads of donated, used, pre-loved, as we call them, clothing as well. But it's just nice to, I think, and we feel kind of strongly about it, that to give her the dignity of having something new for her new baby. And we give her a little blanket and a towel and some bibs as well. And of course, the knitted item, we have wonderful knitters who knit the most gorgeous, gorgeous little handmade cardigans and hats and booties and blankets. And we feel that's a real personal touch as well. And you mentioned also the hospital bag. So we all know, any of us who've been into hospital to have a baby, there's a set of essential items you need. And we have a fully equipped hospital bag so that if a mother's struggling to get all of those items together, we can provide her with the bag. And she, it's a big zipped bag, so she can literally bring the whole bag with her into hospital. And that, together with the baby box, really gives her everything she needs to get her started.
So it's a great service that you provide. How do you get the word out there? How do you publicise what you're doing? If I go to a maternity hospital, am I going to see a leaflet for Community Connect, or what way do you get the message out there to people who may want to avail of what you're doing?
Well, it's wonderful to be talking to you, Chris. So this is very helpful to get the message out. So we're always looking for ways to get the word out about what we do and who we help, and give people the opportunity to either donate, or indeed, if there's anyone out there who knows somebody who needs support, or indeed, if you need support yourself, that you know you can contact us in confidence and we will support anyone who needs it. We try to raise awareness through social work, social workers through TUSLA, through the maternity hospital social work teams, and as I said earlier, through other organisations who maybe like domestic violence shelters, through groups that deal with, you know, people in homelessness, people in poverty, people in, you know, the asylum process maybe as well. But, you know, anyone who presents to us who needs support, we're more than happy to help them. We can get referrals through GPs, through public health nurses, you know, so many different ways, really, that people hear about us. But we're always looking for more opportunities to raise awareness and make people aware that we're here. And we do want to help as many families who are struggling as we possibly can.
I'm speaking with Elaine Noonan, the founder and chief executive of Community Connect, Ireland's first nationwide baby bank charity. Join us again after the break.
If you're starting or growing a business, make your first stop Local Enterprise Office Donegal. Get information on all the state supports available and get signposted to other supports and relevant bodies. Whether you're a new entrepreneur or an existing small business owner, start at localenterprise.ie/Donegal.
Welcome back to Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. My guest in this edition is Elaine Noonan, the founder and chief executive of Community Connect, Ireland's first nationwide baby bank charity. Now, there was some good news in the budget for those with newborns, and you know,
yes,
every penny counts, or every euro counts. And just looking again at some figures, and for those who maybe don't have youngsters or newborns, simple things, everyday things that people are going to spend money on, nappies and baby milk formula, the prices have really rocketed in recent years, and that's one of the reasons why it just costs so much to have a new child. And those formative years, you have huge outlays.
That's definitely true. And I mean, we all can feel the pinch, I think, and we all have noticed. I mean, you know, when you go on your holidays, you can see that, you know, Ireland is an expensive place to live. Groceries are expensive. The everyday things are expensive in this country, and baby items and hygiene items are no exception to that. So the cost of nappies has gone up hugely. The cost of baby formula has gone up an awful lot as well in recent years. And that really does hit people who are, you know, struggling to make ends meet with a new baby. We are delighted to see the newborn payments in the budget, and also increases in things like maternity and parent benefit, and some social welfare increases, and of course the double children's allowance that's coming up as well this side of Christmas, which is very welcome. You know, but I think, unfortunately, that's not going to be enough to you know, mean that our support is not needed. People will still need our support. We would love to not be needed, but the reality is that I think, you know, there are definitely so many families out there who will still need this type of support despite those, you know, increases and those changes in the budget, because, you know, €100 or €420 or whatever it is, it doesn't go very far when you're trying to look after a small baby, clothe them and feed them and keep them in nappies and wipes. It all adds up, and it, you know, those expenses keep coming every week.
Absolutely. Now, on a positive note, you have a new partnership arrangement with IKEA, and that is going to mean some additional income for yourselves. So tell us just a little bit about what's happening there.
We're absolutely delighted that IKEA have, you know, come to find us and invited us to partner with them on this campaign. So they have a beautiful range of children's teddies and duvets and cushions and little stools. They're all forest themed, and the range is called Skuggs Duva, which is all to do with the forest theme. Absolutely gorgeous. Like, there's a lovely picture of a little child holding a stuffed owl, and they're just very cute. And every item from that range that's sold in IKEA between now and the end of the year, they're going to donate €1 to us from every single purchase. So people should have a look at IKEA.ie and look up the Skuggs Duva range, and just know that every item you purchase is supporting our work and supporting, you know, families who are struggling to make ends meet for their children.
Now, things like this just don't happen out of the blue. I dare say there was a little bit of hard work going on behind the scenes to get this to all come off. As no doubt you must be delighted, and I suspect you were very much involved in the background.
Yeah, you know, we work hard. We're thin on the ground. We don't have a lot of people on the ground. We rely an awful lot on volunteers, and we have some of the best volunteers in Ireland. I can say that without a shadow of a doubt. But yeah, we're delighted now to have this partnership with IKEA, and they've been so, so supportive of our work. They're very supportive of baby banks in the UK as well. So they're very familiar with the concept of a baby bank, and they're so supportive of all of our efforts to, you know, create a national baby bank in Ireland. And they can see the value that it brings, and they can see the value that it has brought and continues to bring in the UK to so many families. Hopefully it's the beginning of a longer term partnership with IKEA and Community Connect into the future.
Well, let's hope so. Before we let you go, Elaine, just a bit about your own background. You're in Dublin now, but originally from Castlefin.
That's right. I grew up in Castlefin. I went to St. Columbus in Stranorlar, and then moved down to Dublin to go to university in UCD, where I met my now husband, and unfortunately never managed to make it back to Donegal. However, the accent has not left me. It's still with me. Thank God, it's the best accent. it's wonderful to be talking on Highland Radio with you, Chris, because I grew up listening to Highland Radio, of course. So lovely to be connected back to Donegal.
And your own work and career background, did that help in where you are today as a CEO and co-founder of a national baby bank Community Connect registered charity?
I suppose so. I did finance in university, and then I went into project management. So I was with one of the big firms in Dublin for quite a number of years. And then, so I would have had a lot of project management experience and skills, and I suppose that has really helped me through running this organisation. And, you know, now I've learned a lot, I won't lie, because I never, you know, I sometimes say running a charity is like running your own business, but with no income. So it's kind of, you have to run the business, and then on the other side, you have to fundraise as well. So it's kind of a double whammy. But it's been a real education for me. But, you know, I think the thing that keeps me going all the way through is just the absolute need for what we do, and just the sense of giving something back and the sense of fulfillment that you're actually really helping people. And to me, that's, I suppose, after having my own children, that's kind of what lured me back into the world of, you know, business and the world of the charity sector, where I never really thought I would end up, but here I am.
Yeah. And I mean, you've spoken about all the volunteers and the great work there, but in terms of people actually being employed by the charity, the numbers might be small, but if you've more hubs, I take it there could be growth there as well.
I really hope so, Chris. We do need coordinators to run each of our hubs, and they are voluntary at the moment. But, you know, as we get busier and as we grow, obviously we would need to look at employing people in that regard. At the moment, between the whole lot of us, there's a few people working part-time on administration and on fundraising, and just the running of the HQ, I suppose. But altogether, we're only equivalent to about 2 full-time employees. So we really are running on a shoestring. But I would love to see that, you know, change as we grow. And I do really see that there's a need for this work. And it is a service that I think will grow, and hopefully will grow to cover all of the country.
And just give us the details again about your website, in case people missed it earlier on. Just where do they go?
Yeah, the website is communityconnect.ie. And if you are interested in volunteering, if you're interested in donating, either financially or maybe donating some baby equipment and things that you're finished with, or indeed if you or someone you know needs support from us, you know, all of the information that you need is on the website. And equally, if you are someone who works with families who are in need, please do get in touch with us. We'd love to talk to you, and we'd love to make that connection, because, as I say, that's why we're here. That's, you know, that's what we do. So we would love to make connections with, you know, families who need that support.
And that was Elaine Noonan, the founder and chief executive of Community Connect, Ireland's first nationwide baby bank charity. And in other news, the Bank of Ireland is warning businesses about a recent increase in live chat scams. Fraudsters are mainly targeting business banking customers with the scam, attempting to dupe them into allowing remote access to their computers and bank accounts. Well, fraudsters are calling customers pretending to be from Bank of Ireland, claiming that their account has been compromised, directing them to a live chat service or to download software to their computer, and asking for credit card details, online banking details and activation codes. So the advice from the bank is that if you get a call from somebody who asks you to go to a website or click on a link, that they will just send you, well, just hang up and never allow a caller to take remote access of your PC. The USA Pathfinder 2 trade mission is back. This connects innovative companies from the northwest of Ireland with seasoned experts and experienced business leaders in the United States market, offering some valuable insights to help them scale and thrive internationally. Now, an information session will take place in Letterkenny on Friday the 1st of November. There is more information on the website irelandnw.com. Now, some very positive figures have emerged in relation to the Invest Donegal online presence. The latest monthly data shows that it had 10,330 impressions on LinkedIn, and there are now more than 5,380 followers. And those impressions were all in the space of just 1 month. Tweets have been seen by more than 4,400 people, and more than 37,000 Instagram impressions in the space of a month. Meanwhile, Go Visit Donegal's Facebook had a reach of over 110,000, and it now has 61,000 followers, with an Instagram reach of more than 13,000, while there were more than 16,000 followers on X, and on TikTok, 475, but rising. Finally, two Donegal businesses emerged victorious at the prestigious Georgina Campbell Irish Food and Hospitality Awards, which were held recently. Ireland's Best Bread Award for 2024, sponsored by Flanavans, went to Castlegrove Country House in Letterkenny. Meanwhile, the Neighbourhood Fine Dining Restaurant of the Year Award went to the Lemon Tree in Letterkenny. Castlegrove House was praised for its Guinness and soda bread, and the Lemon Tree, which celebrates 25 years in business this year, was singled out for its consistency and use of local Donegal produce. Well, that's it for another edition of Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Many thanks for tuning in. If you want to contact me, you can email the program at businessmatters@highlandradio.com. Until the next time, I hope you have a very healthy and profitable week. Goodbye.
Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by Local Enterprise Office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the Local Enterprise Office to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.